There's all kinds of technology for amplifying the senses that we have, all the way from hearing aids and cochlear implants to Google Glass. Well, now a few people are taking that a step further by implanting devices in their bodies to give them entirely new sensory experiences. Neil Harbison is an artist. He's grayscale colorblind, which he actually kind of likes. Seeing in shades of black and white turns out to be useful. But Neil wanted to experience color, so he designed a new electronic body part and turned himself into one of the world's first cyborgs. And yes, he says it's okay to call him that.
I feel that I am a cyborg, but I never say, hi, my name is Neil, I'm a cyborg. I don't say that, but I feel that I am a cyborg, yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it's feeling that I am technology. The software and my brain are united, and the cybernetic antenna is a body part, not something that I wear or that I use, but it's something that I am.
Huh. Now, tell me about this. You have an antenna that rises up and kind of curves over your head. It's sort of this beautiful big curve. And as you said, this is not wearable technology. It's actually part of your body. Where and how does it connect?
Well, it's a new body part. It's an antenna, and it looks just like an antenna, like other insects have antennas. It comes out from the skull inside the bone, and then it goes over the head, and then it stops almost between my eyes. So it's a light sensor, a color sensor, that picks up the light frequencies in front of me and then sends these light frequencies to a chip at the back of my head. And then the chip transposes the light frequencies to sound frequencies. Bone conduction allows me to hear the vibrations that I feel at the back of my head. And then each color has a different note. I can sense colors from infrareds, which are invisible to the human eye, to ultraviolets, which are also invisible, and then all the visible ones in between.
Wow. What do the colors sound like? What does blue sound like?
I have like more than 60 blues, but more or less they're around the C and C sharp. They're quite high pitch because the frequency of blue is quite high. If we could hear the light frequencies of color, we would hear red as the lowest between F and F sharp. Then the next one would be orange, which would be a bit higher. And then it goes up yellow, green, turquoise, blue, and violet. And then ultraviolet is the highest.
Wow. And what about, you said you can hear colors that are beyond the normal human spectrum, like you can hear infrared?
Yeah, the good thing of perceiving color through an antenna is that you can continue extending color perception beyond human sight. So I sense infrareds, which are usually, these colors usually used in machines or movement detectors. So if I go into a shop or a bank, I can tell if the alarm is on or off. Also, ultraviolet allows me to know if it's a good day or a bad day to sunbathe.
So I'm thinking just walking along the street, the world must be really noisy to you then.
Yeah, well, noise is usually unwanted sound. And in my case, the first 5 weeks, my brain detected color as noise. Over the months, my brain just got used to it and it stopped being noise. It became a new sense. So it's completely normal for me now to hear notes all the time. I'm always hearing music wherever I look. I like listening to the different cars that go past me or different people or walking around the supermarket where there's lots and lots of different notes. So it's actually really like a concert hall, supermarkets.
So I'm curious about how you navigate the world. I'm thinking that, you know, you've got a fairly big antenna curving up over your head. I suppose you've had to get used to a certain amount of staring.
Yeah, that's the second thing about this project. It's actually like a social experiment, and it's really, every day I have the same type of reactions. It's either people shouting some things at me, like, the aliens are here, something like this, or, Teletubby, or sometimes, I don't know, they shout so many things. I have a list of the different things. Or, are you going fishing in Italy, they said. I don't know, it varies, but it's always some kind of thing that they shout. And then there's people that just laugh.
I would imagine in the age of terrorism, you'd also run into problems with people thinking that there must be some nefarious thing you're involved with.
Yes, this is also a huge problem. Airport security, also shopping malls, security guards do come in and just start questioning me or kick me out of places. But the good thing is that I have a passport with the antenna, So if I carry the passport, I can show them the passport and then they can see that my official image is with an antenna. So they have to accept me as I am on my passport photo.
Wow. You must have to explain this, I mean, thousands of times. By now, you must have a kind of practiced short explanation. What do you say?
Yeah. It's an antenna to hear colors. I say this at least 5 times a day since 2004.
Wow. So you're also a walking diplomat for cyborgs everywhere, I guess.
Well, yeah. I try to also explain what feeling cyborg is. And I think they will have to slowly get used to the fact that there will be more and more people with new body parts and new senses. So I guess it will slowly become more and more normal.
I'm curious, you also developed the Cyborg Foundation. What's its mission?
Well, in 2010, Moon Rivas and I created the Cyborg Foundation, which is an international organization that helps people become cyborgs. So if people want to have a new sense or a new body part, we help them develop their project. And also we defend cyborg rights, so the right to become technology and also the right to have it surgically implanted, because that's also talking with bioethical committees in hospitals and doctors. And then also we promote cyborgism as an art movement. We believe that it's a special interest for artists that want to express themselves through new senses and then create art that has never been possible to create before.
So how many, at a rough guess, how many cyborgs do you think there are in the world now?
It's difficult to tell because I believe that being a cyborg is feeling that you are technology. So you might have a chip inside, but you might not feel any type of connection with the chip. And in my case, for example, I felt that I was a cyborg after 5 months when I started to hear color in my dreams. That's when I felt that the software in my brain had united.
So it's a new sense of self.
Yes, it's a new sense of identity, a really unusual feeling to describe. Also, feeling that you have a new body part is also difficult to describe, but the antenna is like an arm. If someone touches the antenna, I feel it as if someone was touching my arm. If I move it to one side, I feel unbalanced, and it really feels like any other body part.
We have this kind of gut reaction often where we think of a biological human body or an animal body, I guess, and there's a feeling of sort of warmth and affection. And then we think of technology, something, you know, artificially constructed, and that feels to us cold and hard. But you just completely broke down that polarity.
Well, I think it will slowly change because we've always seen technology as something that it doesn't really belong to us. But technology is a human creation, just like human beings. Humans are created by humans, and technology is also created by humans. So the union between humans and human creation, such as technology, makes a lot of sense, and we will slowly, I guess, accept it more and more as a part of us.
So what other new senses could people use technology to create?
Well, Moon Rivas, for example, she has the seismic sense, so she feels earthquakes whenever there's an earthquake in the planet. So she has this extra skin on her elbow that vibrates whenever there's an earthquake in the world. So she's connected to online seismographs. This gives her a close connection to a natural element. Also, there's another sense, which is feeling what's behind you. It's just a simple infrared that vibrates whenever there's someone behind you. So you have a sensor at the back of your head and you can feel like 360 degrees.
Wow. So in your wildest dreams, I mean, what else do you imagine? And how do you even begin to imagine these things?
Well, I think most of these senses are senses that we can get inspired by nature. If we look at the many animal species, we would all really be amazed about the senses that already exist in this planet. So we really encourage people to get inspired by nature and try to apply senses that already exist in other animal species. Infrared and ultraviolet are senses, colors that many other animal species can perceive. Hearing through bone conduction is something dolphins and other animals in the water can also sense. So I feel actually closer to nature and to other animal species now that I become a cyborg.
I think I'm jealous.
Well, you could also extend your senses and apply technology to your body and then sense whatever you would like to sense in a different way or in a new way. So I really think that we could all explore having a new sense.
That's Neil Harbison. We had a long conversation about the artwork he creates with his new sense and the politics of cyborgism. You can hear it all on our website at ttbook.org.